Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And our Weather Underground says it is 52 degrees in Benton, 4 degrees colder up there. Why is that? It's up on the mountain. It's just a little chillier up there. Okay, so 52 degrees in Benton. I mentioned Benton because in the studio with us now, we have four guests who are integrally involved in things to, that happen in and around Benton. We'll start out with Jennifer Wright. She is a Columbia Montour Snyder Union Mental Health Prevention Specialist, and she works at the Benton Area School District. So welcome aboard. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, I do appreciate it. Thank you very much for bringing three of the go-to people in the SAD group with you. The Students Against Destructive Decision Organization is active at Benton School District, and that means Naomi Baker is here. She's a junior at Benton High School. Welcome aboard.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for coming in. And Cecilia Huntington is here, so thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, I do appreciate it. I think this is an important topic we're going to talk about. And Addison Noss is with us. Welcome aboard.
Hi.
I do appreciate you all coming in. Okay, so let's start out with Jennifer. We're going green on Thursday. Tell us about that.
So this week is Childhood Mental Health Awareness Week, and our students in the Columbia Montour Snyder Union are participating in a Go Green event on Thursday. Everybody's going to be wearing green and donating a dollar towards Childhood Mental Health Awareness, and then this money is going to be given to the McDowell Institute, and then they use that money for suicide prevention and education to the local teachers, schools, community members, anything to help raise awareness.
All right, the McDowell Institute is at Bloomsburg University.
Correct.
A nonprofit entity within the university that has no administrative fees. They use all the money that comes in and then some to make sure that they're raising up the topics that you're talking about and doing a lot of education here, helping with continuing education for professionals that are in the field. All right, so you want everybody, every man, woman, and child in the Central Susquehanna Valley this Thursday to wear green?
That's the goal.
Addison, is that true? You want folks to do this?
Yeah.
Why?
It signifies like new life and growth. This color represents children's mental health awareness.
And this is something that you've worked on as a member of SAD. When we're talking about mental health awareness, what are we talking about?
Making sure that kids know that it's okay to have mental health issues and to go and get help and get treated.
I guess that's the key, is being what, brave enough to go forward?
To like to make just so you know it's okay, like it happens to everyone and it's a normal part of life.
Right, right. Yeah, depression is normal. We had some folks here from Northumberland County Mental Health talking about that not too long ago, that mental depression is something that just happens to everybody, as I recall, was their message. Okay, Cecilia, tell me about the SAD group, the Students Against Destructive Decisions. What does this group do?
Yeah, so in SAD, we really just make it available for kids to come and get help, to be aware of things that can happen to them or happen to anyone that they know, and to have a place that they can talk to people and just feel comfortable around everyone.
All right, and when you're talking about kids that need a place to go, you're not talking about kids that just might maybe been bullied or even have been a bully or something. They just want to talk to an adult or maybe somebody your age.
Yeah, definitely. They can come talk to an adult. We have therapists come in to our school from Geisinger, and we have everyone there just a helping hand to help out.
All right, so that's to make sure that the go-to people are there. And Naomi, why did you get involved in the SAD group, the Students Against Destructive Decisions?
I got involved because I'm an advocate for knowing about mental health, and I think it's really important that everyone stays safe, and it's about destructive decisions to stay away from that. So I think it's our main goal to be safe.
Why do you think that's important, that kids know that this is out there?
Because a lot of people don't know, and they need to know because it's normal, and everybody needs to know.
All right, so kids can benefit from this. Give me a little bit more comprehensive view of what the CMSU is doing at Benton Schools, please. Jennifer.
So within the CMSU region, we have prevention specialists. That is my position, and they provide services within the school, each school is a little bit different to what the prevention specialists provide, but then we can also give referrals to outside agencies, referrals within CMSU, the service provider for mental health, drug and alcohol, and individuals with intellectual disabilities, and they provide services or connect the individuals with a different service if we're not able to provide that.
And there may be some people who just don't know that these services are out there. Some adults in the community might not be aware. So one of the reasons we're here today to talk about is the fact that the CMSU and the schools are just paddling like crazy uphill to make sure this is happening.
Right. We just want everybody to know what services we're able to provide. We don't want anybody, child or adult, to feel like they don't have anywhere to go, they don't have anybody that's on their side to help them. So this, the whole week, is to raise awareness about the services that we are able to provide.
So wear green on Thursday. If folks want to get something organized, they're going to donate $1 and then wear green on Thursday. I do own one green shirt, so I could do this on Thursday. And then tally up that money and direct it towards the Bloomsburg University. Is that the right way to go about this, Cecilia?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so send it to McDowell Institute would be the way, and say this is part of the Grow Green initiative?
Yep, and if your school has heard anything, there's probably somebody within the school that's coordinating the collection of money, a counselor, or if you do have a prevention specialist from CMSU in your school, they can help collect the money and get it where it needs to go.
All right. I know Jennifer Jones at the CMSU is sort of the go-to coordinator of all of the schools.
Yep. She has been organizing all the activities that the schools are doing and to help get the word out to all the other schools that what exactly we are doing and what Go Green is.
And do you happen to know what other schools are involved? I know she's involved in a number of other school districts around here.
Right. So the prevention specialists are in Benton, Berwick, Central Columbia, Southern Columbia, Bloomsburg, Millville, Lewisburg, Milton, but then we also have individuals in Sealands Grove, Mifflinburg, Danville. We're all over the place.
Wow, all of that from memory. What did you think? Pretty noteworthy. Thank you for doing that from memory. I do appreciate that. I sort of gave you hints at some of the questions I'd ask, but not that particular one. Okay, so let me ask Naomi, this idea of awareness, what are we talking about when we're talking about awareness?
Like knowing that it's okay and like to get rid of the stigma, because a lot of people don't want to recognize that they have an issue.
What is the stigma of mental health? Sort of explain, maybe somebody feels depressed or just doesn't need somebody to talk to. Stigma would be that other kids would think that that's not ideal or
maybe weak. A lot of people don't want to admit it.
Okay, yeah. Cecilia, stigma, what does that mean to you by chance?
I think maybe it's like embarrassing for people to come forward and admit that they have an issue or something like that, even though that this issue can be handled and it's not as big as people like to put it off as.
All right, so you should be sympathetic instead of dissing them or saying something bad to them.
Yeah, for
right?
sure.
Okay. And now, Addison, can you please name all of the school districts that have a health professional in them?
Oh, boy.
No, I'm just kidding. But you do know that some of the other schools, and there's services at Benton School District, so you know that. And you get the green light from the administration to do the kind of work that you guys are doing in the SAD group?
Yeah, we do.
And tell me, what other things does the Students Against Destructive Decisions do?
We help with the elementary school.
Oh, you do that? The SAD group does that?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you do there?
Red Ribbon Week.
Oh, okay. So that's anti-drug campaign.
Yeah, we'll go around and, like, give kids ribbons and tie them on their wrists and, like, tell them what it means and to be bully-free and drug-free.
Do you ever get a feeling that that is helping, that, you know, kids are making better decisions?
Yeah, I know that they used to do it when I was in elementary school, and I remember them coming around and giving us them, and it was just a reminder, like, to be kind and treat your body right.
Okay, so you remember that from when you were in school? You think this kind of pays off, Cecilia?
Yeah, I definitely think it does. I think starting young enough, getting that positive attitude in kids' minds really gets them set and ready to go in the real world.
All right, and I'll give you the last word in this segment. Naomi, anything else about the SAD group we don't know? Like, how can we contact you, that kind of information? Through the school? Is that the best way to go, through the school?
Yeah, you can go through the school with the school counselors.
Okay, that's the best way. Okay, super. All right, well, we'll give the last word. We'll go all the way back to where we began. Jennifer, an additional comment about the fact that the Go Green Mental Health Awareness Day is Thursday, please.
Yep, so if you are not in a school and you're looking to participate, you can organize the Go Green Day for Thursday and then donate your dollar and then get a hold of somebody from the McDowell Institute, and then you can send your money to them. If you are an individual looking to get services from CMSU, they also have a 24/7 crisis number that you are able to call in an emergency. That's 1-800-222-9086. And like I said earlier, if you need a service or you're not sure who to go to, CMSU would be a great service to see how they can help you and see what we can do.
All right, CMSU.org would be a good website to start out with. I know you have a presence on Facebook as well, so folks can kind of use that. And that 1-800 number is 1-800-222-9086 if folks want to find out about that. Naomi Baker is a junior at Benton High School. She's going to be the sharpest social worker in history someday. Thank you so much for coming in. Cecilia Huntington doesn't know quite where she's headed yet, but we know she's super smart, so you'll be studying great things in a year or two, so thank you for coming in. And Addison Noss is going to be an English as a second language teacher, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you know that to be true. You want to help out folks to even get further assimilated around here. And Jennifer Wright, at this time next year, is going to be still at the Benton High School in her fourth year, helping to be a prevention specialist for the CMSU, right?
Yep. Thanks so much for having us.
Well, thank you all so much for coming all the way from Benton, PA, to be here. Please take your time going home and stop someplace and get a snack. I highly recommend it if you have the time. And thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you.